Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day
you know
I'm hustling.
Every day stay I'm hungry. Hustling. Every day stay I'm humble.
BoxingVoice.com.
I'm humble in defeat, and I'm gonna remain humble in victory.
This is it, right?
Dali Biase Productions.
I just wanted to put on a great boxing masterclass and also show the sweet science of this lovely sport. Man, the first time was so nice, I had to do it twice.
But I'm prepared to the best of my capability, and I pray that I get a win. Look at it, like, I love Mike Tyson, how he came into the game on some different kind of vibe. You know what I mean, man? It takes a crazy man to want to fight, you know what I mean, day in, day out. It's a hardcore sport, as you said, no silk shoes.
Ain't no other sight in the game to see the boxing boys.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. Spontaneous one. We're here to bring you an heavyweight boxing news update. Yes, interim champion or silver champion, WBC champion, Dillian White, who just put a lawsuit into the WBC, is now agreed upon terms to face Otto Wallin. And obviously, Otto gave Tyson Fury a great fight. And beat Dominic Brazil pretty easy. So this is a great, great heavyweight matchup for Dillian White that continues to prove he'll face anyone while he's waiting for the match that he truly wants, which is a title opportunity. But this is going to be happening October 30th in the O2 in London, which is really good because it's less than a month away. We're almost there, right? Actually a little more than a month, about 45 days away, which gives them enough time. Obviously they're probably both been working, but this is breaking news. Terms have been agreed. The fight will take place October 30th in the United Kingdom at the O2 Arena in London. So yeah, man, do you guys love this fight? Do you love this matchup, right? And that's going to be our first poll. Yes or no question. Do you love this matchup? And I do. I think that Otto Wallin definitely stepped up to the plate versus Tyson Fury. Then he showed us it wasn't a fluke, coming right back and doing his thing versus Dominic Brazil. He's been out of the ring since then, if I'm not mistaken, but we'll do a quick Google search and find out. Obviously, the more active man must be Dillian White. Otto Wallin is promoted by Dimitri Salida, has that Showtime deal with Salida, so that could be some of the reason for the inactivity. He last fought once in 2020 and once in 2021 thus far, just fighting in February. We're now in the ninth month, so he's been out of the ring 7 months. And when we're considering Dillian White, I'm pretty sure he just fought not too long ago, but we'll get those proper dates in here just a bit. Dillian White last fought in March, so he's been out the ring 6 months, give or take. He fought Alexander Povetkin in the rematch of their first fight. So that is that. I mean, this is a good heavyweight fight. When you're looking in terms of rankings, these are two highly ranked fighters, two fighters that perform well under the lights and that have been in with, you know, decent opposition. So we know what to expect from Dillian White, and we've grown to know that Otto Wallin comes to rock and roll at the very least. He showed us in the Tyson Fury fight and he showed us in his Dominic Brazil fight. This is a really, really good heavyweight matchup. Dillian White, like I said, he just continues to prove that he's not afraid to get in there with anybody. His resume starting to just look really good. I mean, you could go back as far as like David Allen. Then you slide in Ian Lewis, which is a nobody, right? But then you got Derek Chisora, Malcolm Tan, Robert Hellenius, Lucas Brown, Joseph Parker, Derek Chisora, Oscar Rivas, Maurice Vaught, Alexander Povetkin, Alexander Povetkin.
Here's to the great American settlers. The millions of you who settled for unsatisfying jobs because they pay the bills. Of course, there is something else you could do if you got something to say. Start a podcast with Spreaker from iHeart and unleash your creative freedom. Maybe even earn enough money to one day tell your old boss, hey, I'm no settler. I'm an explorer. Spreaker.com. Spreaker. Hustle on over today.
And now, Odu Avalon, credit Dillian White. Credit Dillian White. This is his resume is definitely becoming more and more impressive and making more and more of a case for why he deserves a heavyweight title shot. And I like that he's not only suing the WBC, but he's staying active. You know, he could have probably sued them just to see where that lawsuit goes and what road it takes him down. But instead, he's staying active, which is what I like. I mean, if you don't like this fight, don't watch it. What do you mean, who asked for this trash? This is a good, stay busy fight. While Tyson Fury and Wilder and Usyk and AJ do what they have to do, this is not a bad fight for this heavyweight contender in Dillian White. But I'm going to open up these phone lines. This is a quick report show. We talked about this earlier in the week as to whether or not you'd be open to these.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
Little quick reports. Obviously, this just broke the internet, and we wanted to update our heavyweight fans.
Subscribe to youtube.com/theboxingvoice for the latest and greatest interviews with your favorite fighters.
These calls are brought to you by Big Rigs Trucking Agency, experts for all your insurance and trucking needs. For quotes and consultations, visit us at brtagency.com or contact us at 908-943-6918.
All right. JT in New Orleans, are you available? Just listening or are you rocking out? JT New Orleans, one time.
Well, many times with his power, and I bashed him about and dropped him on multiple occasions. You know, it's as simple as that. You know, he wants to go around talking this, saying that. But if all I was right. Such an easy
Majid fight, in Ohio, are you talking or just listening? Quick report show. How you doing, brother?
Hey, well, I'm all right. Thanks for the update. Everybody need to like the video, subscribe to the channel, join YouTube members and Patreon for some. Hey, man, I like this fight because I feel like this ain't somebody that just give up. You know what I'm saying? It's a good fight or whatever. So I'm with it 100%. This is a good stay busy fight. And he, what, this going to be in America or he fighting in the U.K.?
O2 in London.
Oh, boo. I thought he was still fighting in America. I mean, it's still a good fight either way, but damn, he should have did that in America. But that's all I got.
All right. You know the number to call in, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1. One time to voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. If not, we're going to wrap it up. Like I said, this was a quick little news show to let you know what's shaking and baking in that heavyweight division. Contender once beaten by Anthony Joshua and Alexander Povetkin, the holder of the WBC silver title and arguably the mandatory in the heavyweight division for the WBC title, Dillian White taking on Odu Avalon. Very good fight. Can't wait. Not mad at all. We're going to go out to Adrian in Wisconsin.
I'm good. I beat Polly. I left with his belt and his girl.
It's a dollar beat.
Hey, Pops. Brush my hair one time.
And I know all y'all against me. All that soft talk. I know you can do it, man. You got to. Let's shut that soft ass shit up.
BoxingWiz.com.
Hey, man, I like this fight. I like it a lot, man. I want to see Dillian back in action. I mean, I think this is a good heavyweight fight, like a B-level, close to A-level fight. I mean, these guys will fight their way up to the big three. So I think this is a good fight. I mean, I don't know about watching it in the afternoon, but I guess I'm off in the afternoon. But, yeah, man, I like this fight. There's nothing wrong with this. No one should be mad at this. At least you got guys who are fighting each other under the big three that are going to be interesting fights. I think it's a good style matchup.
I'm with you, man.
That's all I got, Ness.
All right. Adrian, Wisconsin. Trying JT one last time. All right. Let's see here what we got. All right, no super chats. That is the last caller. Ness GTO, Instagram and Twitter, like I said. Quick little report show letting you know what's going on in the heavyweight division. Catch us on the next one. Peace.